From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Go Ask Ally, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. I'm Ally Wentworth, and welcome back, listeners, to the second half of Season 1. We covered how to grow a teenager in a pandemic, and now, for the second half, we're talking about how to grow a relationship. A relationship with a sibling, with a lover, with yourself. And I'm kickstarting it with female friendship. I've always been fascinated by female friendships, and I remember speaking to my husband because I noticed that he didn't have the kind of emotional and supportive scaffolding that I had from my friends. And I remember I was trying to figure out, like, who are his best friends? And so I put it in this premise. I said, honey, if you came home from work and you caught me in bed with somebody else, who would you call? Meaning, what of your friends? And George said, well, I would call one of your friends and ask them why. And that kind of told me everything I needed to know, that there is such a difference between male and female friendships. How do we grow our female friendships? I think they're the most integral part of our lives. I think they help us reflect on ourselves. I think they make us better, stronger women. And so to kickstart this, now I'd like to introduce the Gail to my Oprah. And by the way, I've recorded this so she will be able to talk back and say that she's the Oprah. My bestie, Mariska Hargitay. You might know her from, I don't know, Law & Order SVU. She's won a shitload of awards.
Oh, we're swearing on this.
Oh, we swear.
Okay, just want to get up to speed. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, let it rip.
All right.
She also founded the Joyful Heart Foundation, which helps victims of sexual abuse and survivors, and also is fighting real hard to end the backlog of rape kits. She's won an Emmy for a documentary, and that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to give her too much. I don't like her to come in with an inflated head.
So we won't mention the Golden Globe and the acting Emmy. Go ahead.
She can't sing. I'll tell you that right off. She can't sing.
Way to bring her right back down, Ally Wentworth.
I need you humble for this one.
Okay.
I look at female friendships in a way as almost romantic relationships. And don't get excited. We're not going to kiss at any point. But I have a physical reaction when I meet people that have ended up being in my life, like my husband, George. And I met Mariska over 20 years ago at a party And I had that same feeling in my whole body, which was, oh, you're part of my tribe. You're one of my people. I need to be with you. And it's only happened to a handful of people in my life. And we met, we didn't lose touch, but you lived in New York. I lived in LA. And what's funny is right off the bat, we had misconceptions about our friendship. So mine was, oh, she's a big TV star. We had a few laughs. We had a connection at the party, but you know, that's it. I'll stay in my lane and I'll just watch her on the Golden Globes. What was your experience?
My experience was the opposite. We met, and again, I think it's a kind of a perfect analogy to describe it like a love relationship, because I think that there were sparks. There was an immediate chemistry, like, this is my sister from another mother. Immediately I went, oh my gosh, this woman understands me. We can joke. We can hit so many different sort of notes all in one conversation. And it felt very freeing and I felt safe. And it was most of all, just so fun.
We laughed so much.
We laughed nonstop in an intimate way, very quickly. That's where I think we both went, oh, you get it. We're the same. I can't wait to jump into this. I was like, oh yeah, that's my new best friend. And then I hadn't felt that way about a lot of people as well. And so I was like, okay, well, she'll probably, when I leave, she'll probably text me and say, when are we getting together? When are we having lunch? I'll talk to you tomorrow, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't hear from you. And I went, oh, was I, maybe, did I read that wrong? Did she not love me as much as I loved her? That was sort of my takeaway. So I got a little bit sad. We saw each other again, I think, and then the same thing happened.
Really?
Well, as soon as we saw each other again, all the fun came back immediately, like we hadn't skipped a beat.
Yes.
And then I was like, exactly. Why didn't you call me every 5 minutes? Why don't you recognize in me what I see in you? I think that's what I was feeling.
Well, the great thing was you called me on it right away. Now, we could have gone on for the next 50 years running into each other and you feeling like, huh.
Oh, well, that's fine.
But you called me on it, which you're apt to do. You're a very honest person that way. Since then, we have gotten very close. I'm the godmother of your youngest. We share holidays together and it's a big old love fest. But during quarantine, we were both really, really frightened. We came out to the country from the city with our children. And we made a pact right at the beginning that we were going to kind of quarantine together, you and I and our kids. And at that point, we didn't know what was going on. I still think people back then underestimated just how it was triggering us.
Oh, yes. I think everyone did because nobody knew what it was.
Exactly.
And all we were left with was our fear of the unknown.
And so even though I have a very smart husband who can tell me what's going on in Madagascar, I found that you were the one that helped me through emotionally. And what we would do is FaceTime each other every morning and check in, take each other's temperature. How are you feeling? Are you scared? Are you this? Are you that? What are you worried about? What's going on with the kids? And that was what took us sort of next level in terms of friendship. And my mother always used to say to me, you need your women friends. I don't care who you're married to. Female friendships are the backbone of your life. And you are somebody that I see who really works hard on friendships, particularly female friendships. Why is it that you nurture those things and make them such an imperative part of your life?
Oh gosh, these are such big questions. I think I knew at a very young age from experiencing such a loss and a break from my primary relationship, from my mother, and from my primary female relationship, certainly, that life was a little bit different for me. And as I remember in kindergarten, I had a very, very strong relationship with my friend, and we became best friends immediately. We did everything together, and we had such an incredible bond. And I would go over there every weekend, and we would go away on trips well into even high school. I went on trips with our families. And what I realized at a young age is that we are so many parts, and I was close with my parents. I was close with my siblings. But what I experienced with her, because my sisters were so much older than I was, so I never really grew up with sisters like that. And so I craved the softness and femininity and loyalty and just sameness that I experienced with my first friend. And then in high school, the same thing happened where I was so close with my two best friends. And then as I got older, of course, in college and you begin to date, just nothing compared, as you said. And I realize even now more so than ever, we are such complex beings. I think that's what I recognized in you, you know, especially met 20 years ago when I was, you know, starting SVU, and I was so deeply immersed in darkness, in sexual assault, in trauma, in all those things, that when I met you and felt your ease, love of laughter like mine, natural comedy, that I remember with you, something in me actually physically relaxed because I thought, oh, she's like the balancer. I still say this to you. I said it last year on your birthday, and I call you my guaranteed good time, because there is something in you that no matter what situation we are in, and we've been in a lot, no matter how scared we are, I know that you and I will laugh through it. And so that is sacred to me, and it is fundamental in my well-being. And those different colors that we experience with our close female relationships, like I have a couple friends and you are like this, that are so like maternal with me. I have certain friends that just make me laugh. I have certain friends that are so protective and loyal, and that makes me feel safe. And so I realize like showing up for people and having them show up for you is a deeply healing thing. And as we live, especially in this time and in this climate with all the trauma that we are dealing with it, and quite frankly, inundated every day, we as humans want to be seen and we want to feel safe. And so when you find a like-minded person that wants that too, it's everything. I always choose people that I admire, and I just want to be around people that challenge me and make me my best self and that want to grow, because I'm just not interested in people that don't want to grow. There, I said it.
Oh, well, there's the t-shirt from this podcast. UCLA did a study, and in times of stress, women not only experience the drive towards fight or flight, they also release oxytocin. And it's a hormone surge that compels women to tend and befriend.
Mm.
And it's interesting because I think,
yeah,
particularly during quarantine, we were releasing a lot of oxytocin.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what you were saying before, because we have like our sandbox friends, you know, the early on kindergarten friends like you had that we were gravitate towards.
That I'm still friends with. Her name's Angelique, and my first friend, and we're still tight today.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Angelique.
That's right. Angelique Lamour Pitney. Love her.
That's a great name. She was your sandbox friend, right? So
yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, you felt safe with her. You go into middle school. The friendship is about sort of protection.
Yes, very much so.
Can I feel safe with you? I have a lot of acne. Are you going to tease me? Or are you going to meet me in the bathroom to cry? Then they're the high school survivors. I mean, listen, being a teenager, there's nothing harder. But the teenage friendships are about kind of having your back, especially when boys break your heart or double cross or whatever. There's a real female armor that happens in high school. Then there's like, I call it the bridesmaid phase. You know, you're supporting, whether you agree or not, everyone's decisions at that point, 20s, 30s. There's the marriage phase where you feel like you're kind of losing your girlfriends because they're getting married and they're starting families. And then we're at the phase that we're at, which is the...
Wow. Careful. Easy. Tread lightly, sweetheart.
It's not quite driving Miss Daisy. It's...
It's exactly.
It's more of the Grace and Frankie phase. But I go, this is the most important phase because I think there's a fear of mortality. And we're looking around going, I need substance and gravitas and meaning.
Yes.
And it takes on a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So I'm finding now that, first of all, women our age are sort of done with the chit chat.
They're so done with the chit chat. And women in our age, our time is our most...
Well, you're older, but let's say our age.
You've always been a mother to me, and we've talked about this, and I called you Grammy for that reason, but I...
Have you gotten your double ARP card yet?
Yeah, no, I got it. But remember on your 55th birthday, and I had just turned 45?
No. Nope.
Remember when we had that party? Yeah, I remember that. I have photos of it. I'll send it to you. I think that the gift now of this time is not only do we not have time, but I think we're also blessed at this age with so much more wisdom and gratitude. I feel like I am able to let more go. I'm able to just appreciate the good and see the whole person. And some of that stuff when we were younger that maybe, you know, triggered us or scared us or whatever we tripped up on, that's just not what matters. What matters is loyalty, somebody who, I mean, this is a big thing for me. Do not hang out with people that are not good for your nervous system. I read that, believe it or not, on Instagram, and I went, that is the greatest piece of advice. Because your body, which has all the infinite wisdom, will tell you if you listen to it, if someone's bad for you, that sort of sixth sense. But when you're with somebody where you feel an exhale and a calm and a safety and a sort of beautiful kind of peace. Those are the people that you should be spending time with or investing in. And so I'm always happier with you. I love the things that you're doing. I love what you invite me to think about with you. I love taking you on my journey and knowing that if I bring something up and it's important to me, you will jump in both feet. I love how you love my children. And another thing, I mean, not to get too sentimental, but I'm just going to show you this. For those of you who can't see me, I have a big, huge
Nobody
photo
can.
Album. And it's all of the cards that Allie has ever written or made for me. The operative word being made, because the way you have invested in your friendships with making cards and sending photos, or somebody says something and then, you know, I said I like mermaids and then you make me a mermaid cake. Just having somebody listen to the little details and then reflect those back, that just makes you feel so seen, heard, and loved.
I agree with all of that. But I would also say at this point in life, there is wisdom, but also I'm much more terrified about death and all the scary things in the world that I look at friendship as at this point of a safety net too, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot more to come after this short break.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
And we're back with more Go Ask Allie. Somebody once said the one thing they've heard over and over is people on their deathbed say, I wish I'd stayed in touch with friends. I wish I kept those connections.
What matters?
Right. To me, part of a real friendship is the ability to be honest and through the fear of consequences. You know, you can have a lot of friends who tell you how great you are and how pretty you are and, you know, and that's a lot of bullshit.
Thank you. That's beautiful, Allie. Anyway, listen, I have to go clean my garage.
No, you don't. You never cleaned your garage in your life. But my point is that true friendship is being able to say stuff and you don't really know how they're going to react, but you have the greatest intentions in mind and you have their back.
I agree with that about honesty. You know me, I don't have a problem with honesty. I'm probably too honest with people. And I want to add to it, vulnerability. I believe that vulnerability is our greatest strength. It's certainly been mine, but I think that to have a friend that you can be vulnerable with, that you know will catch you and never make fun of your feelings.
And won't leave you.
And won't leave you, but know that will catch you. Like, I think that is the beauty, and that's the invisible string. Like, for example, you and I, when we're together, we can go very fast. We go quickly to the comedy. We both love to laugh. And we, you know, sometimes it's like our own language. And then we don't even finish the sentence and we're crying and people are like, what are you laughing at? But we also can bring each other anything. We can challenge each other. Like, especially, I think that's the beauty during COVID and during this pandemic, is that we were forced to slow down. We got to process that together. And that was really a gift because I think we both got to grow a lot and really look at things in a different way and bring up things to each other that might be helpful or things that we've noticed.
Do you think there's a lot of pressure in pop culture to have these idealistic friendships? You know, you look at Sex and the City, even like Golden Girls, First Wives Clubs. I think people idealize and want to have that sort of female bond. But sometimes I wonder, is it something that we're all chasing and it's actually really hard to get or it's really rare?
Well, I don't know. I've never had that experience because I know that anything worth anything is messy. Truth is messy. Vulnerability is messy. Friendship is messy if you're really in it with someone. And if you glaze over it, then, I mean, no offense, but then that's second tier, right? When I'm friends with you, and as you know, I'll tell you the truth and tell you what I feel because I feel like I owe you my truth. So when I love someone, I make that investment, even though it's uncomfortable. That's why I say to people, look, here's the deal with me. If you sign up, like, I'm all in, but I'll tell you stuff sometimes you might not like it. Do you want to really be friends with me and have an honest, open relationship where we can both grow and feel safe? Or are we going to just ice skate on the top? And I have to say, I have some great friends. I feel like I'm really one of the lucky ones.
Who's the prettiest?
The prettiest? Probably Brooke Shields. Why?
Wow. She don't have no podcast.
No, she doesn't. But we both know and love her. And Ashley, I don't even think she's that pretty. And I think she has bad brows.
She needs to pluck them.
Well, she should, first of all, have her femurs shortened. But but she, like, I love her too, because she's just so open and honest. And that makes me feel safe, because if she feels it, you'll know.
So what do you do when you've befriended somebody and you start to realize they're toxic, or they don't have your best interest, or they're not honest? What do you do?
I do the gentle pull away. I mean, not honest, I'm out. I'm just like, why? I'm careful because I don't want to take on more than I can chew. And I'm also learning as I get older to be super protective of my time, and not only my time, but my posse's time, my husband's time, my children's time. You know what I mean?
And you have a job that is...
What job?
Craft service at CSI.
CSI. By the way, I'm wonderful on it. But also, like, I'm a lucky girl because I am really weirdly close with my co-stars. And I have to tell you something. I have made it my business to be close to them, you know?
Yes.
First of all, they're awesome. But second of all, it just makes everything so much more meaningful. So we have to make that investment and see people and take them in and show them we care. And while at the same time, obviously maintaining our own boundaries and our own self-care.
So you're saying on SVU, you make a conscious effort to befriend your co-stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it helps that I really like them.
Yes. But what I'm saying is that you befriend because you know that friendship is going to make everybody feel safer and feel better on the set. And ultimately, you're going to have a better product.
But also, I want to enjoy my day.
Right.
I want to go to work and have fun. When actors come on our show and go, is this really how it is? They always say that. It makes me so happy. I think it's one of my things I'm most proud about, is that they just have fun. And I think we can do the work and be fun. Why not be kind? Why not just give the extra love? It makes life better everywhere. Because the fact is, we're all in the same boat. And that's it with your friends. So if there's a friend that you love who makes you feel good, stick with them. And if they can't seem to treat you right, then it's hasta luego, baby. It's hasta la vista or hasta luego. But my Spanish is not good right now. And I feel
a lot of people don't know that you're trilingual. You have a daughter, Amaya. How do you parent her when it comes to friendships? Because she's old enough now that she deals with mean girls or getting her feelings hurt.
When she gets her feelings hurt, or she says things like, oh, so-and-so wasn't nice to me, or they're not nice, or they were mean to me. I like to unpack, as you know, the word mean, right?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Recently, I said you were mean.
Yeah.
And we had to have a whole discussion about it.
Yeah,
because my feelings were hurt.
Right.
And you didn't think that was the right word.
I didn't think it was the right word. But what I did think is that you had your feelings hurt. And that's why, even though I knew I wasn't being mean, it didn't matter what I was being. It mattered that you got your feelings hurt. And I love you. So therefore, I go, I don't care about being right. I cared that, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I love you. I want to be your happy place. I want to be the place that you come to cry and you know that I got you. I felt so bad that you were hurt, period. It's not about being right. It's about taking care of your friend, and it's about picking a friend that will take care of you. So when Amaya says, you know, or says somebody was mean to me, or, you know, one of Amaya's friends is over and they're like, well, she's mean. I go, hold up, guys. Let's unpack this. What does mean mean? Could it be that she felt left out? Could it be that she was sad she wasn't going over to your house? Tell me all the situations, and know that when people are mean in general, it's usually because they are hurting. Let's not react. Let's go, hey, you seem sad. What happened? Because most of the time, it's not about you. Get curious about everything. It helps you not react. If somebody says something weird to you, I used to have this challenge when somebody would be rude to me. Instead of me getting mad back, I'd be like, either I'm going to be really nice to them just to make sure that they were rude to me, because I want to check, because I don't want to react if it was just a miss. And then, you know, like we do, we can make a joke because that's a diffuser. But I just want to teach her and everyone, if somebody acts unkindly to you or says something that you don't understand, before you just react, ask them what they mean. Because sometimes it could be a thing in your head. We don't know what the other person's thinking. And that's why I may be an over-communicator, which I think is good.
Well, it is good. It clears up a lot. How do you feel about friendships and social media?
Not a good idea.
Well, but it's like it's like the Wild West now.
I used to love social media. And I used to love it because I could catch up with people and their kids and their families. But now, again, as I get older, I have only a certain amount of time. And as we all can get sucked into social media, Instagram, Twitter, I realize I just don't want to spend my time like that, because so much time goes by unconsciously. For young people, I think too many people get their feelings hurt. And the fact is that all these accounts are generally a curated life as opposed to all of it. I'm sort of going back to the old-fashioned thing of, that's why I love FaceTime. It's like what we used to do is just pick up the phone and talk to somebody. I'd rather FaceTime than text or even call, because so much is communicated in expression. I'd just rather see someone's face even for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I worry for my daughters that like social media, like Snapchatting and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want them to confuse that with real friendship. You know what
right,
I mean?
But they do.
I know.
Not your daughters, but everyone. They do.
I know.
And I'm like, that is a real problem. And it's so heartbreaking because, you know, we're lucky enough to be in the generation where we had the face-to-face, we had the real relationships, and then it was icing. The social media thing was icing to us because we knew what a connection was. But now you're like, why call them? We just text. It's like, nope. And they don't understand what they're missing through the text. There's also so much room for error, right? So much room for misunderstanding. There's so much room for hurt feelings. I mean, especially with girls, but even with guys. I notice my son texts and I'm like, that's not enough information. That's just not enough information for them to know what you mean.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time.
The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we're back. I'm going to put you on the spot with something because I thought it'd be fun.
Okay.
What is something I don't know about you?
Well, this is the funniest thing. Well, just because it happened today, and I think this is scary and I might need to talk to somebody about it, but I'm on this kind of feng shui kick and cleaning up the clutter. So I went into my bathroom today. I was cleaning all the drawers out and I found my retainer. And my friend, Kelly, who you know was with me, opened it up and we started crying so hard. And she's like, you need to get rid of this. And I said, oh no, I can't. And she was like, oh,
wait, retainer from when?
Like high school.
Come on.
Yes.
You kept it?
Yeah, I don't know why. What am I hanging on to? But now it's just funny.
Oh, yeah, now you have to keep it.
So there's a little dark and dusty corner.
You want me to tell you something about me you don't know?
More than anything.
Because you know everything, so it's hard to mine what you don't know. But
no, but you know what? I will say that's what I love about you. I don't know everything. I know a lot, and that's what makes you fascinating to me. There are always more parts of you that I find even more interesting, or something that you say, I'm like, what? I had no idea. Or some hobby or something you know about or something about your family. It's always fascinating. But tell me something else.
About 10 days ago, I peed in my jeans and I wasn't laughing or sneezing.
What happened? Let's get into it, because it seems like this is the forum to talk about.
I was sitting there and I just peed in my pants.
For no reason?
Nope.
Well, hold on. Were you at home?
Yep.
Yeah. This might be something we want to take offline.
Why? It's all about honesty.
I mean, listen, I love that you're open.
I do believe that friendships are the life raft and we just get better the deeper and stronger friendships are. But the science journalist, Lydia Denworth, she was looking at research about friendship. She found that friendship helps us live longer, better lives. And I think that's true with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
You can say as much as you want.
No, I just thought of a really beautiful story that I want to share. And this is to whatever young women are listening to this. I was so deeply moved by something that happened 2 weeks ago. So there was a girl in high school that I met, and we both big personalities, both leaders, both just had a big appetite for life and all that kind of stuff. She was really an amazing person, I'll say. And for whatever reasons, maybe because of jealousies on both our parts or misunderstandings or hurt feelings and things that we both did, but we hurt each other, and I was really sad. And it's something that I've carried with me. But recently, we reconnected. And we've been talking because she lost her mother. And I was so moved by that because I was very close to her mother when we were in high school. And we started talking on the phone and just sharing back and forth. And then one day, I just wrote to her and I said, hey, I hope this isn't weird, but I just wanted to say that I'm really sorry for everything that I did in high school. And I'm really sorry if I hurt you. And I was sort of, you know, I felt very vulnerable and I was a little embarrassed because she might be like, sweetheart, get on with your life. But she wrote back to me within what feels like maybe 3 minutes. And she wrote, thank you so much for saying that. I was hurt in high school and I know I wasn't nice to you either. And I wrote to her, oh my gosh. And she said, thank you. That's so cathartic. And I said, thank you, because I didn't know if she was going to laugh at me. But the point is, I did feel a connection. She was an awesome and is an awesome woman. And I always was sad. I was like, why aren't we best friends? But we couldn't for whatever reasons. And so, you know, I look back at that now and I think like, gosh, it's so sad. It's wasted. But the fact is I want to say to young women, as you said at the beginning, our female friendships are everything. And they are like our protection of our tender hearts. And so guard them with everything. If somebody like hurts your feelings or mean to you, get curious because maybe they have a real problem that they need you to see them. And so I wish I could have seen her and I wish she and I could have found each other earlier. But something is so beautiful about the sweetness of finding each other now and healing now.
Yes. But see, that's even though for 40 years you were not in each other's lives, that's a different kind of friendship. You know what I mean? It's still a
we carry each other.
Yes. I love you so much. And as I end this, I do want to read a quote from Anne Ferdinand, who wrote The Social Sex. And she said, friendship is a bond that is uniquely defined by the people who exist within it. Unlike relationships such as marriage or parenthood, which have clear timelines and boundaries, friendships have no ceremonial beginning or end, no biological definition. They're not sanctioned by any church nor recognized officially by any state. This is perhaps why women historically, diminished by the government and burdened by the family, find such fulfillment and power among their female friends.
Mm.
It's great, right?
That's very beautiful and true.
Well, go back to your best friend, Kelly.
Thank you. She's missing me.
Try each other's retainers on.
Yeah. Are we going to? Hold on one second.
What are you doing now?
I'm reading a quote that you wrote me. Hold, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not the only one around here who can read quotes. Okay? This is what you wrote to me.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Get your glasses.
Hold on. Hey, M, just making a point. We're allowed to pop by each other's houses whenever. And I love that, Allie, because you know what? You and I have been making up the rules as we go along. And I love our own little rules and our own little covenants and safety and invitations for friendship always. And that is true. You are welcome in my home and in my heart anytime. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you for doing this.
You owe me a present.
Yeah, I know. God, I love her so much. Another thing that I think is important to say, which is part of what makes Mariska Mariska, and it's part of her history, is that when she was 4 years old, her mother, Jane Mansfield, was killed in a horrific car crash in New Orleans. And I think that loss informs how she has built her relationships with her female friends. I really encourage everybody to go out and grow your female friendships. Grow the ones that exist. Start a new one. And listen, friendships are hard. You've never heard Mariska Hargitay sing. My mother always instilled in us to be there for our friends. She remembers people's birthdays. She sends flowers for no reason. I grew up never hearing my mother chit-chat. It was always deep conversations behind closed doors. And she used to say to me, and still does, your women are everything. You know, you almost want to make the same marriage vow with your friends in sickness and health. And the most important thing is show up. Show up with a casserole. I have a friend right now, because of COVID, no one can visit her in the hospital. And so I FaceTime her 3 times a day and I tell her a funny joke or I send her a stupid picture of my fat stomach or whatever it is to cheer her up. If you hear something bad that's happened to them, reach out. Don't be like other people and shy away. I think that's the most important thing. You're letting them know you're thinking about them and that you care about them. Your women are everything. Thank you for listening to Go Ask Allie. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast and follow me on social media. On Twitter, Allie E. Wentworth, and on Instagram, The Real Allie Wentworth. And if you have questions or guests you'd like to hear from, I'd love to hear from you. Call or text me at 323-364-6356 or email me, goaskalliepodcast@gmail.com. Join me for next week's episode with Glennon Doyle, author and warrior, as we dive into authentic love. Go Ask Allie is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.